Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. Yes, I am coming to you in the afternoon versus the evening because later on today I am invited to celebrate with my dear friends, Ken and Judy Hanworker. They are celebrating 25 years of wedding bliss. And I just want to say congratulations to them and for being a part of my life for several years now and for the role and example that they play in the lives of so many people. So Ken and Judy, congratulations. And I am looking forward to celebrating with you all later on this evening.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, I am so excited about this episode that I am about to do. Here, we're going to be speaking about it's time to trust. And I am not speaking about trusting someone else. I am speaking about trusting ourselves, our heart, our inside, our gut, our instinct, and all those things. I know that I can remember sometimes over my lifetime, there were times when I was not always honest to my instinct, my insight, and I always gave other people power and control over the decisions and the choices that I used to make in my life. So, as I learn my lessons, I want to share them with you, my supporters and listeners. And I just pray that you all will find some benefit in all that I do here. So we are getting ready to speak about it's time to trust. And yes, trust your own intuition and not allow other people to take control of your life. So sit back, relax, and let us get started. There will be some key words that I will be referring to throughout this conversation today. And I also encourage you to call in with your insights and aha moments as you might recall them. And you may do so by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. The chat room is up and running, and I really look forward to your participation. I know a lot of people probably, you are in church at this time of the day. However, you can grab the archive, and I look forward to receiving your messages about this episode. I can recall over my lifetime when I've heard these words, all things work together for good. And there have been times when I struggled with that. And I'm sure probably you have too. How can you say all things work together for good when I'm not feeling good inside? I'm not feeling awesome. I'm not feeling amazing. There's tears running down my eyes. Yet you are saying all things work together for good. Well, as I mature over the years and as I continue to do the work, I mean the inside work, I can tell you, indeed, all things work together for good. Even when you cannot see the good at the immediate time when it happens, as you go back to revisit that situation in your life, you can say, oh my God, if I had only listened to that little voice, I had a feeling that. However, we don't always pay attention to that feeling that is gnawing at us. So, as I mentioned that there are certain words that I'm going to be focusing on this morning, I want to choose my first word, and my first word is instinct. Some people may call it gut feeling, insight, inner voice, whatever title or heading or label you give to it. Let us make a commitment today that for those who have not yet started, I want you to make the commitment today, May 18th, 2014, for those that are listening live, you can make the commitment, jot it down, the date and the time. It's 1:08 p.m. in the afternoon at Eastern Standard Time. You can make that commitment to yourself that right now, starting right now, you will begin to pay keen attention to your insight. You will begin to pay attention, and you will take action. So you are paying attention, and you are making the decision to take action with whatever instruction your instinct gives you. Instinct is your voice of reasoning. Your insight is your guide for greatness. Your insight protects you from the pitfalls of life. Your instinct prevents you from drowning in the adversities that life presents you. So you can look as your instinct as your life jacket. You can look on it as the lifeguard of your pool of life, your swimming pool of life. Because your instinct forewarns you. I know for me personally, there are times when I get things in a dream or a vision, or I'll be driving or just sitting down, and all of a sudden, something will emerge inside of me. I was not even thinking about it at that particular moment. However, it will come. And I have learned over the years to take a deep breath and just embrace whatever it is that comes. I no longer question it, because I can tell you for sure whether you need that thing right there at that moment, or you need it a day after or 2 days or a month after, you are going to find out in your life that that insight was needed. And the other thing I can tell you from my personal experiences is that my instinct always deliver ahead of time. And because of that, I am now in the practice of not worrying, because I know I am not in control. The bottom line, it's not about me. I just need to show up as requested of me. And then I know once I turn up, the rest will be delivered to me. So our instinct, and paying attention to the instinct, allows us to start the trusting process of our lives. You can, you know, they say go with your heart, go with your gut feeling. And yes, that is true. I have experienced it time and time again. How many times have you been driving down the road and you don't know why, but all of a sudden you get an insight to, why don't you drive that road? It's a road that you have probably have never driven in a while. But all of a sudden you said, all right, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go that direction. And what happened? Later on, you turn the news on and you see or you've heard that there was a bad accident on that road that you were detoured from by your instinct. And that road was blocked off for hours. And then all of a sudden you say, oh my God. Well, it's not only with traffic on the road or other insight, but each and every area of our lives, it's really guided by our instinct. Our instinct knows, it is fueled by the universe, and it knows 24/7, 365 days, or 366 and a leap year. It knows exactly what will take place in our lives and when and how. And if you understand that, you just need to leave total control to that instinct. You don't need to be worrying about, oh, what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. It's going to happen and you have no control over it, because God's time is not our time. But the one thing I know for sure is that God's time is always on time. Always on time. So relax, take a couple deep breaths. I know that you can begin to trust your heart, because your heart will be giving you the right guidance. It will be giving you the true things you want to do. You don't need to second guess your heart, your instinct, your soul, your authentic place. You just follow through and do what it is that you need to do. There are times when we are so fearful and we start hyperventilating and you start have, I know for some people, they start to have sweaty palms because they don't know what is going to happen, and they start stressing and they start getting in a panic attack, and the list goes on and on and on. Relax. Slow down. Take some quiet time and get into the flow of listening to your body, listening to your instinct. You know, I mentioned listening to your body. You know, even with the things that we eat, we need to trust our bodies, because whatever we eat and our body does not want it, it tells us two different ways. Some people throw up. Some people have diarrhea. Some have just nausea. And the list goes on and on. So if we pay attention to our bodies and if we pay attention to instinct, a lot of times you're going to buy something, you're going to eat it, and the thoughts are, no. Don't take that. Don't take that. And what we do, we ignore that thought, that insight and that feeling, and we go ahead anyhow. And what happened, we end up having to pay the consequences of something that we were forewarned about. All right? So my next word of choice as I continue this conversation about it's time to trust ourselves is the word believe. And I have a question for you. How much do you believe in yourself? From 0 to 10, how much do you believe in yourself? And do you think, the second question is, do you think that your friends, family members, and other people that know, that you are associated with, do you think they know you better than you know you? Remember, be honest as you answer the question, because you're answering it for you. So don't try to camouflage or, you know, put a Band-Aid on it and all of that, because you know within your hearts of hearts that whether or not you're telling the truth to yourself. You cannot lie to yourself, because if you lie to yourself, you are deceiving you. So how much do you believe in yourself? Can you trust you to do the right thing for you? And if you're not sure about that answer, skip it. And later on after the show, I want you to stand in front of the mirror and I want you to ask yourself the question, do I trust me? Do I trust me? You know, I was yesterday I was looking at the Undercover Boss on TV, and one of the boss of a certain company, he went there and he did such a terrible job, and he asked three of the people he was shadowing, would you hire me? Because he went undercover as someone who was supposed to win certain amount of money to purchase his own business. And he asked three of the people, would you hire me? One person was not bold enough to follow his heart. The other two was frank in saying, no, I would not hire you because I don't think you are cut out for this job. And as they drove to the finale and to go to meet the people who were supposedly to tell this gentleman whether he won the money or not, one of the guys says, you know, this is a powerful feeling to know that somebody's future is in my hand. But he says something that was profound. He says, I know in giving this answer, I have to follow my heart. Because if I do not follow my heart, I would not be doing justice. And then he called the man's name. And I sat there and I said, what an amazing thing to say. He knows he has a responsibility, and he was going to follow his heart in giving the truth to whomever was expecting him to give this summary about this gentleman. And it's the same thing in our everyday lives. We don't only do that to other people. We do it to ourselves. We hold ourselves hostage. We incarcerate ourselves every day with fear and disbelief and worry. Fear, disbelief, and worry. You go out there and you believe in everybody else and you do not believe in yourself. You got to know that you live with you 24/7. 24/7. You live with yourself. You spend time with yourself. You see everything that you do. You hear everything, every conversation that you have. Others don't hear. So why would you think about trusting other people to make decision for the outcomes in your life while you just sit along and watch your life just slide on by. It is our responsibility to believe and support ourselves. We can build the result that we want for our lives. And we have the amazing plan. Our instinct guides us. You know, sit down, brainstorm with yourself, get into the habit of writing things down. Journal about your insight. Journal about your thoughts. Document your thoughts. Even when you are not sure what you will need it for, but you document it. My journal is like a toolbox where I get tools and I put them in that box and I use them when the need arises. And I want you to consider doing the same thing, because once you store all the tools that you are getting for future use, then you won't need to believe in other people over yourself. The next word I want to look at is the word focus. You know, a lot of times we are all over the place. We're chasing this and we're chasing that, and you know, especially for people who watch a late night television, you want everything that is out there that is telling you you can get rich quick and you can become a millionaire in 30 minutes. You buy into it because you're looking for the next get rich quick thing. and you are not focused on that which you are called to do, may it be a business or a career or a relationship, whatever it is that you are called to commit to, you need to stay focused to that. And when you get your focus in line with your belief and your instinct, there will be no turning back for you. Absolutely no turning back for you. Because, you know, you say to yourself, I'm not alone. I'm not in this alone. I am not alone. I know like I know my name, that everything is going to be all right. It's all going to work out. And you can walk with your shoulders held high and just concentrate on that which you are doing. Listen, life is a journey. And it will have twists and turns. It's like you're driving for vacation. Sometimes you're on service road and sometimes you're on the expressway. There are some roads that has toll booths and there are some that don't. And our lives is the very same way. So instead of allowing those happenstance to knock us out, why don't we embrace them, take deep breaths and said, well, let me move on. Let me move on. You know, once you begin to keep focus, you are more aware of what's happening with you personally and communities and surroundings that you are a part of. And once you are aware then and focused, then you don't get hit from the blind side. You are always alert and aware of what is happening to you. I want to welcome guest 387 to the show. We're talking about it's time to trust, and we're talking about trusting yourself, your insight, your instinct, and your gut feeling. And I welcome any input from you. If you have any experiences or any aha moments in your own personal life, I encourage you to call 646-915-8166. And let's talk about how you have been trusting yourself throughout your life. And if you have not yet been doing so, let's talk about some ways that you can begin to trust yourself. Okay, so again, I thank you for coming to spend this Sunday afternoon with us. So, you know, focus gives you vision, you know. You can stay true to you. Staying true to you. It is not easy in today's world and society to stay true to ourselves, because there are always people out there who prides themselves in telling us what we need to do, how we need to do it, and when we need to do it. I'm here to tell you, on this path of trusting yourself, if you have not hired somebody to be your coach or mentor, or if they are not part of your mastermind or inner circle, you don't need to give them the time of day. You really don't need to give them the time of day, because they have not earned the right to direct your life. Stop giving away your power, and you must stay true to who you are. I want to welcome Ensuring Business Survival to the show, and I would love to have you be part of this conversation. What have you been doing to trust yourself, or to trust your heart, to trust your instinct. I would love to hear from you. You may join the conversation and share your insight by dialing 646-915-8166. I know this is the first time I'm seeing you to the show, so welcome to the family. All right, my next word of choice, self-power. Okay, we have a call, and I will take this. I love when my callers participate. Happy Sunday to you. Your first three digits are 661. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Bill, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
I am wonderful. Happy Sunday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I thank you for calling in. And, you know, I decide that I'll do this episode today to talk about trusting ourselves, trusting our heart. Have you had any experiences in this area where you had to step up and said, it's time to trust me and stop giving people control over me?
Well, you know, I'm actually battling that struggle right now.
Mm-hmm.
For the past, 5 years, I've been living my life to please others instead of doing the right thing for me, and it hasn't really gone very well.
Tell me more about that. When you say you're living your life for others, you want to expand on that a little more? You know, what does that look like? You living your life for others. What does that entail?
Well, you know, it's been an increasing problem, but you know, I'll use this past year and a half as an example.
Mm-hmm.
My family and I, we moved to a new area.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved to the new area in hopes to work in a field that, you know, we enjoy the most, which is running with an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but ever since I can remember, I've always had this idea that, you know, I've always wanted to help people. Always wanted to, if I knew how to do something and they were in a bind or stranded, then and I knew how to help them get out of it, then I wanted to be the one to help them. I wanted, you know, I wanted to offer my assistance. So when we moved here, you know, I dedicated, you know, my whole idea or emotion of moving here was, so we could get a job and something that we want to do versus just taking the next best thing versus, you know, for example, working at Burger King or McDonald's, you know. So we went ahead and did that. And as we got started with them, you know, they were in some financial difficulty. They didn't have the appropriate people running before. They just had just ordinary people who thought they knew what they were doing. So they overheard a conversation that I was having on the phone that, you know, I have a master's in business. And so they wanted to hone in on that. They wanted to see if maybe I could get them out of their jam. And, of course, you know, me and my personality always wanting to be the one that helps everybody else. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent the last year doing that. I spent going through all their record keeping, and I'm talking like their version of record keeping was a notepad versus you know, an actual ledger. So I spent a lot of time going through boxes and boxes of bank statements to put together an actual ledger, and all the while I was missing life.
I wanted to stick a pin and mark where you are, because you have said a lot here. I just want to piggyback on some things before we continue. You mentioned about they. Are those they strangers or family members that you have moved with?
They, oh, moved. My cousin's roommates.
Okay, so they are family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And I am sure that you will affirm that family members aren't the best people to go into business with. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It is always challenging to do that. So as you look back over the past 12 months, how could you have structured this differently?
Well, just so that we're on the same page, when I refer to they or them, I'm not referring to my family. I'm referring to the other members within the fire and ambulance service, the department.
Okay, so that's what I wanted clarity on.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this anyhow. Okay, so I have that clear now, but my question still stands. My question is still relevant. How could you have entered into this relationship differently?
Well, I probably, instead of offering myself up for free the entire time, I probably should have started small. And every time that they came to ask for more, then I should have set limits or boundaries, and instead I didn't. I just, every time there was a problem that would come up, they would come to me with it, and I would just, yep, okay, I'll deal with it.
So now, today, May 18th, 2014, if you could ask yourself one important question, let's say, today is the day when they are coming to you, approach you. You have not yet put in 12 months. Today is the first day. What is the first question you would ask yourself first, and then what would be your first question to them?
Is it worth it?
Mm-hmm. Specify worth it for me. Well, what do you mean, is it worth it?
Well, I pretty much gave you a general idea of what I did for them. So,
oh, yeah, I know that. But remember,
so
today's the first day that they are approaching you.
Correct.
So
and
what, what would worth it be to you?
Well, before I can answer that question so that you understand, the end of the story is in this past February, I had a stroke. And while I was recovering from that, I was suspended because I could not complete my work. Yes.
From that project.
Yes, I was banned and suspended, because I could not help them.
Right. And I understand, Bill, and I hear your story, and I appreciate you sharing it, and that's why I'm coaching you through that, because I can feel the hurt in you even before I heard what the end result had brought onto you. I felt the hurt, and that's why I was coaching you through that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were not willing to let go of that which was hurting you, because somewhere down there you felt guilty. The first thing you said, you would not have gone in for free. So as you went along, you knew what was not the appropriate thing to do. However, you kept doing it to the point where you made yourself sick.
Yep.
So the universe is so generous to you. What you refused from doing, the universe just tipped your hand a bit and helped you out. So, right now today, as we are speaking, are you sad about what happened, or are you happy about what happened?
Well, I'm happy in the fact that I no longer have an obligation to them.
You are happy right now.
Yes, because
that's a good
I
place.
Didn't have to quit.
But all right, so you see, you just affirm what I said. And let
yes.
me ask you this question, and it's a very thought-provoking question, Bill. Why were you finding it difficult to quit?
Because in the beginning, it wasn't a difficult task from what I understood. It just became more difficult. And I was finding it difficult to stop because they had no one else.
So you
or
see what was holding you there? I don't know what stage you came on to the show. If you heard me talk about okay, but I'm going to ask you to listen to the entire archive because I prior to your coming on, I spoke about instinct, belief, and focus, and I was just going to enter into self-power when you when I saw your call. However, right now, how are you feeling about Bill the man, Bill the business professional? How are you feeling about you today?
Lost.
Huh?
Lost.
I'm sorry, blessed?
Lost. L-O-S-T.
Lost. Lost. Okay,
yes.
I apologize.
No,
and why are you lost? What are you doing to find yourself?
I'm not sure what to do anymore. You know, I spent the last year working on an ambulance and helping the community, and on the side I was doing all of their record keeping and bookkeeping to get them all straightened out with the IRS. And
yeah,
now
let me ask you a question, Bill. That's 12 months out of your life. How old are you?
25.
So, you're still a baby. You're 25, and you think that you have already lived your best life?
Well, no.
No. I'm glad you realize that because your best life is just getting ready to start. Your best life is just getting ready to start. But what are you willing to do for yourself? What do you think you are deserving?
That's a good question.
And what's the answer?
I don't know.
All right. You need to come to the point where you can look Bill in the mirror eyeball to eyeball, and you got to let Bill know that what you have done to him in the past 12 months, was really not your intention. But you are willing to give him a better life because he deserves a better life. I'm so excited that you are still so young. And you mentioned before that you like to help people. And when you had moved to Pennsylvania, you wanted to and get a job. So the question I think you need to ask yourself, by helping people, does that mean you have a job? You know? What way can you help people without having a job?
It's a good question.
Do you have an answer for me?
Really
that would
depend
be a no.
on how I guess it would depend on how I would feel or how I would define helping people.
But by you hesitating to answer me, I would immediately, if I was your coach, to me that would be a no that you didn't have an answer. And it's okay. It's not right or wrong. We just need to own up to our truth and speak our truth in order to move on. Have you ever worked with a coach, Bill?
No.
Okay. I think you need to look into getting a coach to work with you, because I am getting the feel that you're an amazing man with great potential. And you have so much to give. And I know, although you were not collecting salary from that position for the past 12 years, there are many valuable lessons that you learn in that position. A lot of the lessons one learns in life is not always learned through academic classroom, but they are learned through the school of life, which is where you were for the past 12 months. You got some experiences from there, too. You say you had to go through boxes and boxes of document. You had honed some skills there that you did not have prior to doing that. Would you agree with that, or are you disagree?
Yes, I agree with that.
Exactly. So you have blessed yourself. Financially, you haven't. But I tell you, the experience that you gathered over the past 12 months, Bill, no one can take that away from you. So you just need to stand tall, shake that off, and said, you know, now I'm out of that position. Now it's time for me to do what I am called to do. However, you are not able to see the picture when you are in the frame. So getting a coach to work with you, meaning that you would be stepping out of the frame so you can observe your greatness. And you could design and structure what it's going to take for you to live an abundant life, and also impact the lives of others, because you said you like to help people. And as you work with that coach will be sure to help you define what helping people means, what type of people you want to help, because you don't want to go out there to be helping everybody, because nobody can help everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you would be able to design and figure out what I want to do, how I'm going to do it, and start working on that.
Start rebuilding myself.
Start rebuilding your dream. Start rebuilding your dream. You have a passion of helping people. You need to define what that is. So the next time, because there will be other opportunities where people approach you to collaborate on projects, what's the first thing that you would do when that happens?
I'm going to take a step back.
Interesting statement. Why would you take a step back?
I'm going to have to take a step back and evaluate what type of project it is, and how long the project's going to be, and, you know, make sure that I'm not going to let myself get into another situation that I just got myself out of.
Would your first step, I'm asking you this question, would your first step be to step back, or your first step would be to ask them to define the project in detail?
It's probably I'm going to have to ask them to define it first. And
exactly.
Then take a step back.
Exactly. Because, you know, there's a saying, Bill, once bitten, twice shy. And although you are not going into the relationship with the wounds of these past 12 months, however, you want to understand whether or not this is indeed a match for me. And you got to be comfortable with the word NO. How comfortable are you with that word right now?
Well, I don't use it.
Can you say three no's for me right now?
No, no, no.
How did that feel?
It didn't hurt.
You're still alive. You're still breathing, right?
Yeah.
You're still breathing. So you need
yes,
to be, start to get comfortable with the word no. You understand?
Yes.
And, you know, when you say, I don't want you to just rattle them off, no, no, no. I want you to say no with a smile on your face. And you're going to feel, Bill, how freeing that is. Because a lot of times we think when people approach us with a sense of entitlement, we feel obligated to fall for that. But not everyone who comes to you, you need to be obligated to assist. So don't let people send you on any guilt trip because you have the skills. You figure, oh, they are in such a bind. I'm going to help them. If it is not lining up with your morals and values, Bill, you don't need to be there. You got it?
Yeah. Can you explain something to me? What is a coach and where would I find one?
Okay. The different type of coaches, all right? For example, mm-hmm. I can explain. For myself, I am a reinvention and transformational coach. What I do with and for my clients, I help them to dismantle that which is not working and to create something that is working for them. I also assist my clients who have been through adversities or setbacks and help them to harness the new life that they want to help them to achieve their goals in life. So that's life and personal development coaching. They
okay.
have like spiritual coaches, people who are struggling with their spirituality and religion, they have coaches for that. They have coaches who specialize and their expertise is around relationships. And I'm sure you know about all the other coaching that does with the sports and all of that. Well, just
mm-hmm.
like how you see the coaches in sports guide, the sports people, it's the same
mm-hmm.
way a personal development coach is supposed to guide you. Before you hire a coach, you need to make sure that they are a match with you. For example, I can only tell you how I run my practice. I can't speak for anybody else. Before I tell somebody I can be their coach, I first have to do an intake with them. I send them a paper out. They answer some questions. And then we do between 15 and 30 minutes conversation. And, of course, that's not a lot of time. However, I can interact with the person some way similar to what we were doing here on the phone. And I can find out whether I can deliver for that person what their needs are. Because if I cannot deliver, I don't need them to pay me. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you got to do the same thing when you approach somebody about being your coach. Don't just somebody say, yes, I'm a coach. Oh, yes, it costs so much to coach you. It doesn't work like that. Anybody that is telling you that they cannot deliver, because how can you deliver what you don't know what the person's needs are? All right?
Yes.
Do you have any other questions or insight that you want to share? I want to welcome guest 414. to the show. Do you have any other questions for me, Bill?
I don't. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if you want me to send you a sample out, are you in the chat room?
I am, yes.
Okay. So you can send me a message from the radio site, and I my email. No, let me just give you my email. Let me put I'm going to put my personal email in here, and I will send you an intake out, and I'll be happy to give you a complimentary session and to
okay.
see. Okay? Would you like
okay.
that?
Yes.
All right, I put my email in there. It's dynamicdaphne@aol.com. And you send me an email, and I'll send you the form out. You get it back to me, and we can schedule an intake session. I'll tell you where to go to find my calendar to set up the intake from there. But don't be
okay.
discouraged. Just sit down and start focusing on yourself and, you know, look on what I want for you to do in the meantime. Why don't you get a journal and start document all the lessons you have learned for the past 12 months in
okay.
In that job? Okay?
Okay.
All right. So thank you so much, Bill, for calling, and I hope you'll continue listening.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Amazing. Wonderful gentleman. The beauty about this is that he's still young, you know. A lot of older people are just beginning to learn their lessons at an older age. He learned his at a young age, and he can still, build back from what happened. But whatever relationships you are going into in life, you need to go in with your eyes open, because what they say, not all that glitters is gold. Yes, so we were talking about self-power is the one that we're going to talk about. And a lot of what I just discussed with Bill would fall into that, because what he did, he was that he gave away his power. He gave away his power of control to those people. They know they found somebody that was qualified, somebody that they could act as a parasite off of, and they did that. And he allowed them to do that. And, you know, that's why I am so in appreciation of the universe, because there he was. He did not want to quit. He gave up every little bit of power he had, total control to them, and they took advantage. But the universe kicked him out now, so much that he feels sad. But it's time to celebrate. He needs to say, well, woo, take a deep breath. I've got my power back. And that's what's important, because, you know, a lot of times you give your power up, it's hard to get back. So, you know, congratulations, happy birthday, Bill, because you got your power back and now you can work on Bill. The next word of choice is the two words I decide I've put in together, and they are the word faith and fair. You know, a lot of as I spoke with Bill, I could detect a little bit of fear, because he's looking. 12 months out of my life went to these people, you know, and what I have out of it. I didn't get a salary out of it, but I tell you, you got a degree for life out of that, something that you probably could not even have gotten from Harvard or one of those business schools, you know. Valuable lesson, and the next relationship he's going to go into, he don't have to be fearful that they will take advantage of him because he has learned such valuable lessons, and he's going to probe as he goes in. And it's going to take a while because he will need to peel the onion back without fear and to just have the faith to know that I trust me. I can build from right here, right now. And I'm sure he must have had family support, because if he was able to work a full year with them doing what they wanted him to do and still be here to talk about that now, he has some family support. And it's always good when you have some family support. He spoke about some cousins and everything like that. So one other thing that you need to understand when you are starting to trust yourself, you got to know that there is time when you got to say it's time to change the paradigm. It's time to change the paradigm. You look on the paradigm that you have been operating through in life, and you have to say, well, it's time for me to change the paradigm. This is not working anymore. And you cannot be fearful, because what is holding you in fear? It's guilt and disbelief. But once you begin to believe in yourself, you say, well, it's time. I got to dismantle this paradigm. It's not working for me. And I'm ready to make that difference. The other thing, as you work on trust in yourself, you got to believe in the power of pausing. Take a break. There are some people that's going 365 days a year, and they do not even take a half a day off. Take a break. Pause. Sit down and do nothing, knowing that the world is not going to come to an end because you take a day off, or because you didn't go to work today, or you take a lunchtime. There are some people on the job, they work through their lunchtime. They go to work early, work through their lunchtime, and they're working overtime, and they're taking work home. Honor the power of pausing. Pause when you need to. Pause and take time to reflect, because reflection turns experiences into insight. A lot of us, we are so busy and we are not taking the time to reflect, and this is why we become stagnant in that which we are doing, because a lot of the brilliant ideas and thoughts are sliding us by because we are always in the busy zone. Everyone, it doesn't matter of your ages, everyone needs time and place to pause. I just enjoy going by the water and just sit by the lake and just feel the breeze coming on. And I just like to sit outside and on the trees, under the trees, and just enjoy sitting, you know. Or you can go to the park and just sit. And if you live in the busy cities, you know, you can go to the library and find a quiet place. If outside there are too much hustle and bustle, you can go to the library and find a quiet place and just relax and pause. Close your eyes and just be. I tell you something, you are going to feel so revived and so centered after that. All right? Pausing with intention expands and enriches our thinking. You know, you heard me mention to Bill about journaling. For those of you who have been my supporter and follower, you all know that I am such an advocate for journaling. Journaling has turned my life around in so many ways. So if you are not doing it, I encourage you to start doing that, because the time you're going to take to worry about it, you will journal it and move on, because worry, being a worrywart, doesn't help any. Being worried is not helping. It just bring on anxiety and all of those things. So don't worry about anything. What they say, there's a song that says, I forget the person that sings it, don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy, right? There's another happiness song, this out now by Pharrell, you know. So be happy. The time you're going to take to worry about something, be happy. Create your own happiness in life. You know, one of my favorite quotes by Henry J. M. Mordwin says, where is it? Okay. Says, when you are able to create a lonely place in the middle of your attention and concerns, your successes and failures slowly can lose some of their power over you. Isn't that the truth? You know something? Again, you heard me mention to the caller that the universe pushed him out when he didn't have the gut to quit. And you just have to stand up to your struggles and your challenges in life and tell them no more. You have no more control on power over me. You have no more control or power over me. And you know that once you start to do these things, you're going to find out little by little you are becoming more comfortable with who you are. You begin to believe in yourself. You don't have that fear and worry anymore. Things happen in your life and it just rolls off your back because you said, hey, I know that this thing will work out. That's all right. I'm not worried about it. And you can come to that stage. I remember years and years ago when I was still back home in Jamaica, I remember I used to worry so much that I used to have headaches, you know? I used to worry a lot, and all of a sudden over the years, as I continue to do the work in me, I realize there's no need to worry because ain't nothing I can do about it. I had to enlist the support of the universe in teaching me what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, and to know that it is okay to let it all go. Let it all go. A lot of times in the Christian community, we always say, when you go to pray, leave the worries at God's feet and don't get up back with it. A lot of people, they kneel to pray and they get up back with the same thing they were praying about, and for some of them, like begging God. They wasn't really praying. They was like begging and begging and begging, instead of giving thanks for that. And that's one of the other things we have to know to do, to practice gratitude in our lives, even when things appear to be like in turmoil or disappointing in our lives. Give gratitude for it, knowing that there is an underlying blessing in it. And the other thing, trusting yourself. Don't rush into things. Investigate that thing and have a conversation with your instinct. Go into meditation about the thing. Pray about it. And if it doesn't sit well with you, then say no. It's okay to say no. Give things an incubation period. You know, You don't have to take 7 days or 21 days. However, you know, I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you in 24 hours. I'll get back to you in 7 hours, whatever. You know how long an incubation period you need for it. Because you know something? When you are paying attention to your instinct, right there as the person is telling you about something, the red flag comes up inside of you and says, no. However, until you can build your courage to say no to the person, you got to tell them you'll get back to them because you know you got to go build the courage. But you know, it really does not have to take you that long to call them back and say no. A lot of you are more comfortable saying no on the phone versus in person. But as you continue the process of working working and trusting yourself, you're going to be able to look the person in their eyes and say, no. And not that you're sorry. No, this is not for me at this time. I trust you will find the right support for it. And don't go away feeling guilty about it. Know that not everything is for you. Not everything is for you. And again, when the right thing comes, don't be a procrastinator. Go asking people, oh, you think I should do this or you think I should do that? Because you know what? Your instinct tells you right there, just like it had warned you about the one that was not right for you, it tells you when something is right. It is going to say, yes, I am on the button for this. And once it tells you that, you don't need to procrastinate. Instead, what you can say to the person, let us go discuss this more over tea or coffee or whatever, lunch, whatever. Depends on what time of the day it is for you. You just go and you get more information and you document. And just as you are getting more information and you are documenting it, your instinct is going to be affirming these things for you. It's affirming these things for you. You don't need to go home and call your best friend, grandmother, and everybody to say, oh, I'm getting this opportunity. What do you think? Because your key advocate and supporter, which is your instinct, told you, yes. Now you just need to believe in yourself to follow through on that and trust your instinct. Trust your instinct. Trust your instinct over anybody else's suggestion and advice, okay? You got to be able to ask yourself personal awareness questions. If you were listening when I was speaking with Bill, I asked a couple questions and he says they were good questions. Yet, he was not able to give me the answer for that. And it's okay, because until you are ready to ask yourself personal awareness question, although you see them as good questions, you are not ready to answer them. It's like, you know, people who are going through addiction of whatever sort. Until they are ready to kick the habit, no matter what you do, you may humiliate them or whatever. It doesn't matter what you do. Nothing is going to happen until they are good and ready. So you remember that. This is the same thing. Until you are good or ready, until you are ready to take the bull by the horn, look in the mirror and speak to that thing that is holding you hostage. nothing is going to happen. I hope Billy's still listening, because another question I wanted to ask yourself, Bill, is what is your biggest asset? You know what it is. What is your biggest asset? And you ask yourself that question and document it so you can keep reflecting on that. You know, write it on a 3x5 card and have it as a continuous reminder. Put it on your mirror. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your computer where you can see it. If you can write it in a font and use it as your screensaver on your computer, do that. You know, what's your greatest asset? Once you acknowledge that and you own that, nobody else will ever take advantage of you. Anthony Robbins says, successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. That's the truth. You know, they say we get the answers based on the questions we ask. So I want for you to start examining the questions that you are asking yourself. All right? So I pray that you have got something out of this episode today. I'll see you again on Wednesday. And next Sunday, we are going to be back at our regular time of 6 p.m. And I'm going to have an amazing guest on. He's going to be talking about living an amazing life. Living an amazing life. We are going to be having a good old time there. And if you know anyone who has a great story to share and is looking to share a platform, I have some amazing opportunities that is coming up. Just reach out, send me a message, and I will tell you about some of the opportunities. And I want to thank, we are up 19 supporters, 20. Because yesterday we got an offline donation of $30, and thanks to the to Luan Song for that donation. So now we are up to $697 on the breakfast feeding program. And for those of you who want to help us out, you want to go to GoFundMe.com, 1G4M38, GoFundMe.com, /1G4M38. I want for you to share that with your supporters. And if you have any ideas about how we can raise some funds, we want to hear from you. We are not looking to sign up the nonprofit for any multi-level marketing program, because we don't want to be misleading anybody. We are only willing to endorse and support the things that we believe in. The aim and vision and focus of this is to feed breakfast to the children and also to empower the families to grow organic foods that will be used in the cafeteria. So please, although I love all of you and everything that you are all doing, I'm not looking to sign up any multi-level marketing for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. So I love you and I bless you in everything that you're doing, but we must stay focused to this which we are called to do. So the other thing, check us out on Twitter, the Carmel Empower You. The letter U. So on Twitter, we are Carmel Empower U. C-A-R-M-E-L-E-M-P-O-W-E-R and the letter U. So check us out on Twitter and follow us and share our link. And for the people who live in Connecticut, I want to remind you that this Tuesday, the 20th, we are having our spring wine and cheese gathering at the Litchfield Inn at 432 Bantam Road in Litchfield, Connecticut. I look forward to seeing all of you women there. Bring your friends out. And the event is only $20 for the appetizers. So come on out. Let's have a grand time. And you can learn more about the National Association of Professional Women. We are on a mission. We are looking for some amazing women to join the sisterhood. And if you have not yet done so, check me out on Twitter, Dynamic Daphne, Facebook, Dynamic Daphne, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And I am on so many other social media platforms out there. I want you to mark this show favorite so that you can be informed each and every day, week when I have my show, who my guests will be or what we will be discussing on the show. So again, I am just so excited about everything that is taking place. I am praying that we will collect enough money so we can launch the breakfast feeding program come this September. So we ask for your continuous support and prayers, and for all the people who have donated over these last few weeks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank Pam Wagner for working on the website. We should have that up live. She had to switch. She lives in Dubai, as you all know, and she's a board of directors, and now she's at college, and she has to go to China. So now she's in China for 3.5 months. So as soon as I can catch up with her, we will have this site live and running so we can connect everything together. So again, I'm very excited about what is happening. I thank you all for your support and encouragement. I tell you, you know, a lot of people are sending me encouraging words, and I thank you for that, but I also need your money. I need your $5. $5 feeds 3 children breakfast every day. So feed 5 kids. Just help us out there. Because we cannot do it alone. And last but not least, we are looking for some volunteers who are in close proximity of Danbury. We are looking for some volunteers to help us with the production of the A New Day TV show. If you are in Danbury or close to Danbury, message me on Facebook, or you can call me at 203-794-6208, and let me tell you how you can be part of our production team. We are looking to do a live show on the 9th of July, and we are going to be talking about sex over 60. So it doesn't matter where you are. Or you can call into the show. So if you're interested in getting more information about that, I want for you to call in and let us know. So I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday morning again, and just enjoy the gorgeous spring day out there. And again, before I go, I want to say congratulations to my friend Ken and Judy Hanworker for celebrating 25 amazing years of Wedding Bliss. So I pray for their continuous success and love, and just for them to continue everything that they are doing in the lives of so many people.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Can you feel it?
You'll never ever touch us again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.